Knowledge is power, and increasingly, knowledge comes from what's been called big data. Google and Facebook gather terabytes of information based on what we do online. But data alone is just columns of numbers. The trick is to find out what stories the data tells. There's a $14 billion business in helping businesses make sense of big data. IBM and Oracle are the big players in what's called business intelligence. But there's a new type of business intelligence company that focuses on making it easier for people who are not engineers or software geeks to manipulate information. They are called data discovery businesses, and they include a fast-growing Seattle-based company called Tableau Software. Rita Salam is research VP at Gartner. That's a company that analyzes trends in technology. She says Tableau and other companies have disrupted the business intelligence sector.
Their particular part of the market is expanding, eating away at the market share leaders.
The reason? Simplicity. Rita Salam compares customers' reaction to Tableau to the way consumers responded to the iPad.
People of all ages and skill levels who maybe couldn't really easily use computers were able to easily use an iPad.
Seattle's Tableau Software is a leader in this emerging area of business intelligence called data discovery. Chris Stolte is one of the three co-founders of Tableau.
Traditionally, to get insight from data, you would have to know things like SQL or how to program things in R or how to manage large databases. And what we focused on is how do we automate as many of those things as possible? How do we eliminate the need for those high-end skills and instead focus on people bringing their intuition and wisdom to the table?
Tableau Software takes big data sets and turns them into easy-to-read graphs or charts. A layperson can see trends at a glance and use the information to improve their business. Tableau data visualization software is being sold to 26,000 businesses. To find out how it works, I went to one Seattle-based company.
Hi, I'm Grace Preyapong-Pisan, and we are in my office at All Recipes. We're a website that has user-generated recipe content.
Okay, so I'm hungry. I want to eat something. You're going to help me fix something.
Exactly, yes.
The key to All Recipes' success is getting people to visit their website. A lot of people. Most visitors come to the site because they've typed the name of a dish into a search engine. The more times All Recipe results come in, the more hits the All Recipe website will get. To see how they're doing, All Recipes purchases data from search engine companies.
We are looking at the keyword Alfredo sauce, and in Bing, Wikipedia is the number one result.
You want to be at number one.
We want to be somewhere in the number one arena.
So Grace Preyapong-Pisan looks at a year's worth of search results to find out if people put Alfredo sauce into a search engine, what site came up. If All Recipes turns up way down the list, the company can make changes to make sure their recipes show up higher. For example, they could put up more Alfredo sauce recipes or low-fat Alfredo sauce recipes, or they could get a better photograph of their Alfredo sauce to get people to click on the entry. Grace Preyapong-Pisan is good at changing the description to make recipes more attractive, but when it comes to reading the data, she's no expert.
When you look at this sort of data, it can be fairly cumbersome and can often be really difficult to interpret. A lot of solutions in this particular space in visualizing data and working with massive amounts of data require a developer or an engineer. I am neither of those things, which is one of the reasons why we've really appreciated Tableau.
What Tableau allows her to do is to look at a very simple colored graph to find out whether a recipe is reaching their audience or not. She shows me a simple colored graph with information that showed up in search engines when people searched for chocolate cake.
In this particular visualization for chocolate cake, you can see that, you know, we've got three different colors here. We've got blue, gray, and orange. All Recipes is orange.
At a glance, I can see All Recipes. There's a lot of orange up there.
Yeah.
I would say this picture is telling you you're doing a pretty good job on all these recipes.
Yeah.
From three co-founders, Tableau has grown to 1,900 employees in Kirkland, Austin, and Tokyo. The Tableau's main office is in Seattle's Fremont neighborhood in the old Sound Mind and Body Gym by the Ship Canal. Rita Salam, research VP at Gartner Research, says what they are doing is pointing to a new way for the use of big data.
Tableau and a couple of other vendors in the market have been pretty disruptive in changing the expectation of business users for a far easier experience.
Tableau Software just announced their fourth quarter earnings showing they made $412 million last year. According to the Cowen Group analyst Jesse Hulsing, this cultural infatuation we have with data and better tools, something Hulsing calls measurement mania, means that Tableau could be collecting $1 billion a year in license revenue by the year 2019. I'm Ross Reynolds.